21-year-old Itza Hernandez stands outside of Senator Orrin Hatch's office at the federal building in Salt Lake City and reads from a stack of about 600 letters.
Senator Hatch, as an LDS member, as a human being, and as a citizen of Utah, I plead with you for a real solution. To those awesome people that just want a place to work and a place to raise their families.
Hernandez says she's fighting for immigration reform because her brother was deported to Mexico. Another brother is in proceedings, and her parents, who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, are watching their family break apart. She says the Dream Team in Salt Lake and Utah County asked members of LDS and Catholic congregations to write letters to Senator Hatch.
We really wanted to make sure that the religious community had a voice in this immigration conversation because it's Utah and it is a very faith-oriented and family-oriented state. So we wanted to remind Senator Hatch that because there's a lot of conversation about high-skilled workers and border enforcement and the economy. We need to remind our senator where he comes from. He comes from Utah, and families are priority here.
Senator Hatch's spokesperson, Heather Barney, received the letters.
This group has been a very enthusiastic group, and we commend them for their hard work, their interest, and their advocacy. The senator respects them and appreciates their opinion. So we'll be happy to take these letters and send them directly back to Washington, D.C.
Back in D.C., Hatch and Florida Senator Marco Rubio have together proposed four amendments to the immigration reform bill. If included, they would prohibit non-citizens or unauthorized workers from receiving welfare or Social Security benefits, require that applicants for lawful immigration status pay back taxes, and that legal residents wait 5 years for health care tax credits. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.